My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Benny and Haiti, put your headphones in. And ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
It's good to get the season kicked off and play a game. Get a chance to see the guys in action. Well, the young guys went out there, played hard, fought, competed. Happy with that. Many good things and many things to work on. So that's the thing I told them in there. The great thing about a first game is you get an opportunity to see exactly where you're at. And you get to see some good stuff. And you get to see where you're exposed and what you need to work on. Sometimes it's hard to see that in practice. Very happy to see that. I thought they kind of went at him a little bit, which was good to see. And heck yeah, when you're a corner of his caliber, he wants that, you know. So I think he was excited about that and came up and made that hit later and played a good game. Well, I mean, I'm comfortable that they took the steps, that they showed us that they have a shot to do it. They haven't been, you know, they're not there yet. But we still got 3 weeks, you know, of work to do. So I think they're very much in the mix. How close are we to naming it? Probably, you know, another game, maybe 2 games, yeah, honestly.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato. My guy Nolan Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. Beautiful day today in Charm City. We got a nice stretch of beautiful days coming. Had a great one yesterday out there at practice, and looks like for the foreseeable future, the weather should be good. So definitely get out and enjoy it. And the Ravens, they played their first preseason game Friday night, losing to the Eagles 16-13. As long as the winning streak was, we're now on a 2-game losing streak in the preseason. Doesn't matter at all. Some low lights, some highlights in this game, like John mentioned. Let's start with the positive. I think Nate Wiggins, and injury aside, Nate Wiggins, when he was out there and when he did get the ball thrown at him,
yep,
he looked like a true number one pick out there.
Yeah, he looked good. Pass defense, you know, I mean, I thought he really looked good. I thought his footwork was good, his, you know, side pedal and everything was good. And then his break on the balls were good. One thing... The receivers he's going against are not the same type of receivers.
It's not A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, no.
No. So, but, you know, you can only cover who's mm-hmm. out there, and he did a hell of a job. He did a hell of a job, and he played very confidently, and even on the play that he got hurt, that was a confident play. Yep. Broke up and came up fast to close on it. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm Nate Wiggins and I'm the DB coaches – he is what we thought he was. So he's going to help them in a fall. Kansas City game.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's going to be a part of that rotation. He's a guy that, you know, I think they want him to be outside. But he has great ball skills. He plays aggressive. You know, he was out there going after the ball. Like you said, even on the play he got hurt in, he's sticking his nose in there. He's playing downhill.
Right. The only one correction I would make, Cordell, is he should have had an interception on that deep ball. Mm-hmm. He's got to look. When the receiver looks, you got to look. Because where did it hit him? Right in the middle of the back. So if he turns his head, it's right in his gut. So that's something that they'll correct on film and stuff. But, you know, he did show speed running stride for stride with the guy.
And I said this a couple of times, he's pretty handsy.
Yes.
And he wasn't called for much in that game. I think the refs were kind of just going through the motions with a lot of the plays that went on in that game. But I do think that's something that when you get into the real games and refs are starting to look at that because you have more of the high-profile players on the field, mm-hmm. that's something he probably needs to pay attention to. But other than that, I'm all good with him. I thought he looked really good. We don't really get to see him tested much in camp. He doesn't have the ball thrown at him very often. So honestly, that was the most work he's gotten to get at this level, you know, in terms of true pass defense.
Yeah, and they kept going at him. And Armour Davis was on the other side, and they caught one or two. Mm-hmm. You know, the PI on him was kind of BS. So I thought that was a good play by him. And then, you know, they went after him, and he ran with the guy deep. And then the one guy caught. I just wish that, you know, like where Wiggins made a lot of really nice plays on the ball, that's the next step for Armour. Armour Davis has got to knock those. You're there. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and knock it down.
And his issue, I think, is just he's got to play more. You know, he's got to get more. It feels like throughout his career to this point, once he starts getting into a rhythm and picking up speed, he gets hurt. You know, he's not able to be out there. So I think if he gets more consistent play, it's clear they like him. I think he'll get better and better. Obviously, the offensive line is a big point of emphasis right now. We got to see most of the starters out there. John, you heard him in the open talking about a couple of these guys, Voorhees and Falele, like if they have shown enough to feel confident in them in starting a game. And I'm sorry, Rosengarten and Voorhees. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm not ready to go there yet. Some of that, I think, especially with Voorhees, is you got to keep him hungry. You got to, you know, want him to keep his eye on the prize. Rosengarten, okay. Maybe that is really how he feels.
Well, Harbs never says anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing to me is that, well, you know, because let's backtrack a little bit. You know, I mean, Cordell, he says, 1 to 2 weeks into camp, we'll have the O-line settled. Now it's, you know,
pretty much the end of preseason.
Right. And then that's a week before the game. So,
which is a more realistic. We thought that at the time.
I mean, that's what I see right now. I mean, I wouldn't be ready to put the stamp on anybody from watching that. So I don't know. I mean, how comfortable. I just see too many inconsistencies right now with the guys on the right side of the line. And even with Voorhees, I mean, that's the first time Voorhees played a game, you know, so he should make a big step this next game. And though I'm sure they'll get a chance to play a lot again. With Falele Cordell, he doesn't change. I mean, he is what he is.
Yep. Yep.
And he sucks on the poles. If he can get his big body on you, then he does a pretty good job. And like, in the pass protection, they were turning the protection that way most of the way. So most times it was 3-on-2, you know, because it was Cleveland, Falele, and then whoever the right tackle was, you know. And you've got, between Falele and Cleveland, you got almost 800 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, and width and length. So, I mean, can't get through. You know, it's hard to get through those guys unless they turn their shoulders, which they did at times. So am I in love with those group of guys? No. But I think Lindenbaum will help. Doesn't sound like he's coming back anytime soon either.
I don't think there's any reason to rush him back. I mean, I don't have any reason to think that he won't be available come Kansas City, but right now they know what, you know, they know what they have in him.
Right. And the problem is the drop off is huge. So let's get him totally healthy and give him, you know, like when they say, hey, he's ready. No, give him a few more days.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that he is ready. So with Rosengarten, he flashes. Still scares me with the bull rush and stuff, Cordell, you know, and looks like in the run, he runs extremely well, like pulling and doing those things extremely well. Down blocks and stuff, I thought he did a pretty nice job on. The problem with what they don't do, they don't knock people off the ball. They're not a physical, and you saw it with, I mean, there was no holes, maybe one hole the whole day, but there was not a lot of holes. They don't knock people off the ball. And to knock people off the ball, you got to be the low man. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep your feet moving. What they do is they stand up and stop their feet. And Rosengard just got to be a real good basketball player this year, I think. I think he just got to be able to get his body. He's got to play the run like Ronnie Stanley kind of plays the run. Get your body in the way. But do you see any... Because Lindenbaum's not a road grader either.
No, they're not the most physical line. They don't have the biggest bodies.
Where the defensive line is, the O-line isn't.
I mean, you're going substantially smaller at the right tackle spot alone. Morgan Moses is a massive man that can move. And now both Rosengarten and Mekari are more compact. You know, they're smaller guys.
Well, Rosengarten's 6'5", 6'6", but he's 300 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't have a man body yet. Yeah, you don't get the beef that you had, and they're not the most physical bunch. So I'm curious to see how that impacts their style of play, because usually the Ravens are the physical guys. They are the ones owning the line of scrimmage. And like you're saying, they're not blowing anybody off the ball right now. I thought yesterday, at least in practice, for the starting group, that the left side of the offensive line was really good. You saw Henry pop more runs in practice yesterday than I had seen in a long time, really to this point in camp. And they seem to all come on that left side. So I thought they played well. Granted, it was a lot of ones versus twos or ones versus threes, but that I thought yesterday was a good step in that regard. 410-583-1057, you want to talk about this Ravens preseason game? Got your first look at a couple of these guys. Anybody impress you? Anybody disappoint you? We could talk about that. Want to talk some Orioles baseball. Orioles lose 2-1 yesterday out in Tampa. They don't get the sweep. Couple of plays here or there. Still can't trust your bullpen. Still can't trust Kimbrel. Suarez looked really good, though. That's a positive. And Anthony Santander just can't stop hitting. So want to talk some Orioles. We could do that as well. Coming up next, though, we will look at a couple of these injuries on this Ravens team. Nate Wiggins got hurt on Friday night. Rasheen Ali looks like he's dealing with something. Bateman, we're still waiting for him to come back. Oh, and their All-Pro just went down yesterday as well. So we'll talk about some of these injuries next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're going until 2 o'clock right here on The Fan, and you just heard from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh giving us some injury updates on Kyle Hamilton, Nate Wiggins, and Rashad Bateman. Let's start with Kyle Hamilton, who went down on the back end of practice yesterday. Looked like he was favoring his left leg. It was tough to see exactly how it happened. It looked like it was maybe a crowd over there, and I just see a guy after the play not get up, and I'm looking and I see it's Kyle Hamilton, and I'm seeing the trainers go over there, and it got very quiet at practice. They turn the music down and everybody's kind of holding their breath, and he takes a second to get up. He eventually does get up. He limps off under his own power, pretty much walked off the field on his own power. Lamar and Likely and Harbs went over to check on him, but it looked like he was favoring his left leg. Harbs said it's stable right now. He seems like it's good news, but we'll have to see.
Well, they were probably concerned about ACL.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing you do is, you know, you can tell real simple, you know, like when Leanne Curl runs out there on the field during the game and she's checking a knee. You can, because it opens up if his ACL's torn, because, you know, like your ACL's torn, you can move it.
Okay.
And his ligaments were stable. That was a huge positive. Otherwise, Harbs would, you know, if he had torn his ACL, Harbs ain't going to be in that kind of mood.
No. You know? He's in a really good mood after practice.
Right. Because he got good news on Wiggins and he got good news on Hamilton. And to me, Cordell, I used to always be nervous as hell, you know, at practice. I mean, a good practice was nobody got hurt.
Right.
I mean, when I'd be out at practice, you know, if somebody gets hurt, you get a pit in your stomach,
mm-hmm.
you know, until you go find out from the doctors and trainers and stuff what it is. But just because you see, I mean, if you see Kyle Hamilton and you see him go down and he's grabbing his knee, first thing you're thinking, you're always thinking the worst.
Right.
ACL. And then, you know, I mean, if he's down, I mean, if you're Zach Orr, you're going, oh, crap. You know, because all of it, you don't have a guy that can replace him
mm-hmm.
on your defense. He is too valuable. I'm not so sure he's not the most valuable player on the defensive field.
No, he might be.
Yeah.
He honestly might be. I mean, the pecking order right now in terms of importance to this defense, he might be first, honestly.
Yeah.
He does so many different things.
And, yep, from so many different places.
Exactly. And he's good at all of them. He's really good at all of them.
Yes, he
so
is.
So definitely holding your breath when it comes to Kyle Hamilton, because that's a season-altering type of injury if it is something serious. Hopefully it's not. An early indication seems like that's the case. Let's go to Nate Wiggins, who got hurt on Friday night. On that tackle, looked like he was dealing with a shoulder injury. We saw a couple of reports leading up to yesterday's practice, saying that the Ravens felt like it wasn't anything serious with Nate, and John pretty much reaffirmed that when we spoke to him after practice.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, because what happens is they took him in a tent, and then they probably, because it was still sore and everything, they took him in to get x-rays. I'm almost positive, Cordell, all they have is x-ray machines in the stadium, not MRI machines. So once they got those pictures, then that was good news. That, you know, I mean, what's he going to miss? Till the soreness goes away.
Right.
So, I don't even know if he'll play another preseason game.
Might not. I mean, not to say he doesn't need it, because I think he could definitely use the work right now. He's, like I was mentioned, he's not getting a lot of targets in practice. But, yeah, health is the number one concern right now. And I do think, even though he's not a starter, he's going to be a big part of what they want to do on the back end of that defense.
Well, one of the biggest things that scares me, Cordell, is the tackling. Mm-hmm. The tackling was bad throughout special teams. You know, a lot of the tacklings was not, you know.
Which is kind of expected.
They don't tackle in practice. Right. So they'll be better. You know, I mean, we're going to see big improvements Saturday and then the third preseason game. I'm sure tackling will even be better. But I would think, Cordell, that if there's guys that you want to play in this game or in preseason, this the week to do it right now. Because then that gives you still 2 weeks if you were to get something nagging.
Right. And then one more update that John gave us was on Rashad Bateman, who's still been missing practice. He hasn't been back since he re-injured, looks like his ribs or his midsection somewhere in that area, back on August 5th. That's a week from today was the last time Bateman was on the practice field. John said he's really close. You know, he's close to getting back. The sooner the better. I mean, because it's the same song and dance here.
One's there, one's that.
You gotta get to the point to where these guys are able to get consistent run. And look, Bateman was looking really good.
Oh, he had his best practice that he's ever had, or best plays as he ever had as a Raven. And Lamar's dapping it, you know. They're getting some juice together, and then bam.
And yesterday I thought there were a lot of big plays made offensively in practice.
Likely
had a couple. I know everybody's seen the one-handed catch he makes over the middle. He caught the touchdown.
Yep.
Also, I mean, Lamar threw the touchdown to Zay. Would have had two big plays to Aguilar if they don't just go right through his arms.
Aguilar.
I thought Bateman, I'm watching all these big plays happen yesterday, and I'm like, man, Bateman should be getting some of this as well. And every day he's not out there, here comes more chemistry with Likely. Here comes more chemistry with Zay. It's just everybody else. I want to see it with Bateman involved too.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. And what's sad is, you know, I mean, he gets hurt making a great play in the end zone because he falls on the ball and he bruised his ribs. So I was told he'd be back today. So let's knock on wood that he is back, because I'm going to go out there. This will be the last time. I mean, there's no more fans after Thursday, and the media, we're done basically after Thursday too, Cordell, being able to go. So I'm figuring they're going to be in pads today. I'll go one last time today with the pads on and get a look at them. But, Bateman, because it's sad because he was doing so well. And then something happens, and he had hurt the ribs previous to that too, Cordell.
Right.
So, and here's the thing. I mean, I had five cracked ribs, and they hurt, and they don't heal right away. So, I mean, they may feel a little better, but he's still going to have some pain when he goes out there. You just got to suck it up, and hopefully you don't get, you know, another shot. I mean, he didn't get hit. He just fell on the ball, which probably like, damn. You know, I mean, those are one of those nagging injuries that never.
It's crazy how when you get hurt, it just finds a way to find that area that you're hurting.
Yes.
It's wild. 410-583-1057 is the number. You want to talk some Ravens or Orioles, we can do either of those. Team USA, great win, both the men and the women's, over the weekend, taking gold from France. All great games in their own right as well. So you want to talk about that, we can do that as well. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're taking your calls next here on The Fan. The weather doesn't hurt.
Well, and Lamar was throwing dimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good practice for the offense. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're talking to you right now. Let's go to New Jersey and start with Mitch. Mitch, you're on The Fan.
How's it going, Goodell, Vinny? Hope everything's well. Thanks for taking my call. And I hope Bobby gets speedy recovery all as well. No offense to you, Goodell.
Oh, no, none taken.
Okay. Oh, these quarterbacks. I mean, Josh Johnson, he looks like 50. I mean, he's no George Blanda. I mean, I like Leary. Henry Jones didn't get a chance to throw. I hope they can keep him. I don't know what the sense of having Josh Johnson. I know he's got years of experience. And maybe he's going to set the record for playing for the most teams in NFL history. Kind of like that baseball player, Jackson was his last name. They pitched for like 14 teams. I think that's the record. But two quarterbacks that might be released. Hartman with the Washington, and then New England also brought in two quarterbacks. I mean, of course, May's not going to be released, but Joe Milton, if one of those two guys are released, I would hope Baltimore will jump on one of those two. Not that they're going to displace Lamar. He's got another 10 years in him, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate the call, Mitch. I mean, yeah, I doubt Milton goes anywhere from New England, and
no.
Jacoby Jones, he's probably going to start the year for them, so I don't think either one of those guys are be let go.
Jacoby Brissett,
yeah. Rest in peace, Jacoby Jones. Sam Hartman with the Commanders, I mean, Mariota's probably going to be the true backup. It depends on if they want to keep Hartman there, I guess, to be the third emergency quarterback, maybe, or a practice squad guy. I mean,
Hartman's just a guy.
Yeah,
too.
I don't, you know, he is just a guy. I don't know that he's any better than what they have. But I am of the mindset that they should upgrade their backup quarterback position, if at all possible.
It's going to take a lot, Cordell, just because Harbs has history with Josh Johnson and he's comfortable with him,
mm-hmm.
and he's cheap. So, I don't know. You know, last cut down is the week before the first game. I can't see them going into a game without Josh Johnson just because he's got experience. And what they got to do is if Josh Johnson is playing, you're hammering, you know,
spamming
giving
Derrick
it to Derrick
Henry.
You're giving it to, you're running the ball, trying to hit some play action pass, hit your tight ends. I mean, you just kind of have to change things. What you're doing. So I don't see it changing.
And the reality is they'll have to change no matter who it is. It's only one Lamar. A lot of people used to talk themselves into thinking that Tyler Huntley was a lesser version of Lamar. After a while, it didn't take long to see that wasn't the case. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on The Fan.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Not bad. What's happening?
Not a whole lot, man. The football game went all right, you know what I mean? Like you said, Cordell, you know, Josh Johnson, he's just a contributing member to our team right now. We don't know what the future holds for him per se, but, you know, good for him for hanging around, participating, and being a contributing member to the team. I didn't mind seeing the guy Leary or Levy, was it?
Leary,
Devin Leary.
He got an all right arm on him.
Oh, he's got a real good arm. He just turns it over a lot.
Just don't know where the ball is going to go sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Don't throw it to the other team. Please don't do that. But real quick, Bateman, I mean, are we supposed to tape the man up in bubble tape? I mean, it's just getting frustrated. You know, I'm rooting for him, but, you know, I've called Cordell into your show a lot in the evenings, and I've always rooted for Bateman, but I mean, are we supposed to wrap the man in bubble tape? Like, are you gonna make it, buddy? Come on.
He is skinny.
I appreciate the call, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, he's not the most buffest guy out there.
No, not at all. I was a little disappointed, you know, especially like when you come back, he just looks like, you know, he just was running or getting in shape, but didn't look like he spent a lot of time in a weight room.
And he's a gifted athlete. I mean, he can run. Time. He can do everything.
Oh, his body control is unbelievable.
The thing with me with Bateman is if he is, and I'm not of the idea that he is their wide receiver one. I still think even a healthy Rashad Bateman, Zay is going to be that guy. Zay is it's just too easy for Zay. It comes very easy for Bateman too, but where he lacks is just that easy connection with his quarterback right now. It's there. It's growing. But Zay has been effortless connection with Lamar, and that kind of takes his game to another level. We've seen it. They had a play yesterday. They're just so in sync on their timing with each other on some of these comeback routes, the scramble drill. It's like their brains are intertwined. But that said, Bateman, if he is ever going to reach the potential that everybody thinks that he has, he's going to have to play through some of this stuff. He's going to have to, if he's going to be the receiver that teams are game planning for, they're going to do things to try to get him out of the game. That's going to be a lot of bump and run coverage. They're going to try to be extra physical with him. He's got to be able to withstand that stuff if he really is going to be the wide receiver that he wants to be for this team.
If you want the ball and you want targets, you're going to get hit.
Yep.
You got to be able to withstand. And that's a thing that he's got to be. Because Zay's a really durable. Mm-hmm. And he takes a bunch of hits. But Bateman, I mean, Cordell Bateman hurt his ribs falling on the ball. But I think he did take a shot to the ribs.
I mean, it was two people there, two defenders coming. So it was so unclear. They all kind of just fell right on each other. So there's no telling how it exactly happened. And I'm not knocking. Look, again, if you're hurt, you're hurt. It just is what it is. But you got to do whatever you can do within your own power to make yourself as available as possible. Let's go to Tim in Falston. Tim, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks, man. Vinny, here's my question. So I'm watching the game with my wife, and I see Wiggins. I see how skinny it is. And I see in the first quarter, I said to my wife, I said, he's going to get hurt. So there he goes in the second half. Early in the second half, he gets hurt. So my question is, and I know he's a rookie, so he's got to come up and make that play. I mean, he's a rookie. He's trying to get a job, trying to make the team, trying to start. But can't coach him up to be like a Deion Sanders type where you tell him, like, kind of not do that? You're going to be like a shutdown corner. You take care of their best receiver, and that's kind of going to be your job. You're not going to be coming up making those plays, at least for a while, till he at least puts some weight on? Or is that possible?
Well, I think it's not
Thanks
fair.
For the call,
it's,
Tim.
It's not fair to the other 10 dudes on it because you got a responsibility. And if you're just going to get hurt every time you make a tackle, but he does need to add some bulk. But I give him credit for the want to.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But I thought the same thing, because I've seen him out at practice a ton. And I'm like, damn, this is not a big dude. It's going to be interesting to see. And then the first time that he has to make a tackle, he hurts his shoulder. Well, do you have to get bigger shoulder pads? I don't know. I mean, because what are teams good? If he's in the game and he's lined up outside, they're going to run some sweeps and stuff, to run at him.
He's going to have to get low and take out some lead block. And he did. I mean, that wasn't the most technically sound tackle.
No, he dove into the ground.
He just threw his shoulder in there. So that could be also a part of the reason why he's dealing with what he's dealing with. You throw your shoulder in there like that, you definitely can get hurt. I mean, realistically, the way football is orchestrated, if you're on the field, you may have to throw your hat in there. You're just not able to, especially on the outside. You give that outside up with these guys' speed at this level, they're gone. So they got to be able to trust that you can make a play if you're going to be out there. And this is the Ravens' defense. I mean, there's an expectation when you're on the field on this Ravens' defense.
Well, look at Stevens and Humphrey are both good tacklers.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have it. You got to have it. 410-583-1057 is the number. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you after the break. If you want to join in, that's the number. Get in line right now. We'll take your calls again next here on The Fan. Talk some Ravens with him. Maybe a little Orioles as well. Todd is all over both teams. So we'll talk to him at 11 o'clock. Right now, we're still talking to you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Wayne in Baltimore. Wayne, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Vinny, Cordell, how y'all doing today?
Good. Not bad.
Look, real quick, I know everybody else is going to talk about the Orioles and the Ravens. I'm going to leave that alone because the injuries for both teams are starting to depress me. But my main question is, what has happened to boxing in the Olympics? It's like the last three, four Olympics, I haven't been able to see any boxing. Boxing used to be such a big deal with the welterweights, middleweights, heavyweights, and then they would come out from the Olympics and, you know, had great careers in boxing. I didn't see no boxing this year. Can y'all help me with that?
Nah, I appreciate the call, Wayne, and I'm right there with you. I thought about that the other day. It used to be as, you know, because I didn't pay as much attention to the entire Olympics this year as I have in the past, but I would just at times just turn Peacock on and just kind of just let the coverage take over. And boxing just wasn't one of the things that was in the rotation. I mean, of course, track and field was, the swimming was, what else? I mean, I even got some of the break dancing that was a part of it.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, it was everything but boxing at times. I really didn't get to see much boxing at all. So I'm right there with you. I don't know what's going on, and it's definitely still prominent. It's a lot of these guys that have succeeded in the Olympics, and they go on to be good pros. So it's definitely still relevant. I just don't know why it wasn't as accessible as some of the other Olympic sports. So let's go to Steve in Edgewater. Steve, you're on the Fan.
I got three questions for the two of you, and you two. You two are two of my favorites on here, but I got a couple favorites on there. But
appreciate it.
Couple of questions, Bateman. He's always seems like he's going to be the number four option, and every year, because you know, Zay, Mark, Aguilar, now maybe Aguilar, maybe not, depending on you know what's going on there. Likely. But he's always going to be the number four option. So I know he gets hurt a lot, but he's never going to be – he's never going to get more than 35 receptions. And yet every year, he's this, he's that. I just never understand that. My other question is, it seems to be – I know I'm a Ravens fan, but the Ravens always seem to be one of the top five, and you tell me better than injured teams, in the league.
The first one – about Rashad Bateman. I don't know if I'm willing to say he'll never get more than 35 catches. I think that's pretty low. And it's not as good as likely is, and I think likely is in line for a great year. He and likely could be interchangeable. One week it could be likely's the third or second option, and the next week it's Bateman that's getting more targets. I think they're kind of in the same boat. But I hear you on your frustration on every year. It feels like everybody's talking Bateman up to be this big-time wide receiver, and we get to the season, and it's not that. I'm right there with you, which is why I keep saying the potential has to turn into production at some point. This is what year is this for Bateman now? What, four, five?
No, it's like, is this three?
No, it's more.
Four.
This is five.
Five?
It's 2020, right?
Yeah, he is 2020. Yeah, so this is it. It's at least this is four. His
or
fourth
21,
year.
Excuse me. Sorry, he was drafted year. In 21. Yeah,
because they just had to. His fifth year option was going to run out if they didn't do the extension. So yeah, I mean, I understand the frustration and wanting to kind of see it with him at some point because you're just tired of hearing people talk him up. I totally get it. I'm right there with you. I'm ready to see it start happening. And with the injuries, I don't think the Ravens were the most injured team in the league last year. It was a lot of teams whose seasons changed. The Ravens dealt with injuries, don't get me wrong, but a lot of times their guys were playing through those injuries.
Bengals had a lot of injuries. Yeah. I mean, Lamar was healthy for 17 games.
Right.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's it.
You just look at the quarterback situation. If your quarterback gets hurt, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And that's the case for most teams. I mean, we saw it last year.
The whole league.
We saw it last year. A lot of teams losing their starting quarterback, and it really impacted what their team was able to do in the long run in terms of the entire season outlook. But yeah, right now I'm okay with where the Ravens are. It seems like some of these guys that were hurt last year, like Ronnie and Marlon, are looking like they could have bounce backs. Ronnie's probably still up in the air, but Marlon has had a really good camp to this point.
I would say, up until this point, Ravens got to be probably one of the healthier teams in training camp.
Oh, definitely.
Because they haven't had, knock on wood, they haven't had a serious injury. And, yeah, I mean, most guys are at practice every day. So whatever they're doing, Cordell, they're doing it. You know, and let me just say this. They've been practicing at 120 every day, and it's been, you know, 100 and some degrees most times.
410-583-1057 is the number. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll bring in Tarik Kopervich. He covers the Ravens for BaltimoreSports.com. We'll see what he thought of Friday night's preseason game. How concerned is he with some of these injuries that have happened as of late? All that and more next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.